Hello and welcome to
Ghost Beans,
a horror podcast. I'm Todd from my wife, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Like, are you leaned in with me? Like, you're just ready to talk.
I am.
So we watched Beetlejuice from 1988, which I didn't realize just how old this was. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Directed by Tim Burton. We already talked about, like, this was probably... I think my era of Tim Burton was like probably late 80s into 90s, and you were probably like early 90s,
yeah.
Right? And Beetlejuice was a part of both of our childhoods, it turns out. Like, I know for me, this is a movie that I definitely rewatched like a lot, a billion times. Yes. And it's funny because I never really saw it since then, and it just kind of, it's not something that I really think about a lot, you know? But I noticed there were a lot of scenes in this movie that made me like weirdly unsettled and like uncomfortable. Yeah. And I realized it's because I saw this when I was so young that there were scenes that I just didn't really understand that like freaked me out. And it's like that shit has been lingering like in my spine this whole time. And that's just so weird to me.
Yeah.
Because this was like, I think of this as like a kid's movie. And it's like, it's pretty dark. It's like way darker than I really remembered, you know? And it's just funny that the change in like what was considered a kid's movie over time. Because we also just saw Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
And then I guess next is Beetlejuice. But we just saw that, and that had like such a lighter tone. It was definitely more like family friendly. Because in this one, yeah, Beetlejuice is actually kind of fucking scary. Like, he's kind of he's kind of intimidating. Yeah, like, he's not like the friendly neighborhood Beetlejuice. He's kind of like a fucking pervert. And he's like mean.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's actually hurting people in this movie, which I guess I don't know what the fuck spoilers are at this point with a movie this old, you know. But it's still like, I guess there's not a lot else we can say without just spoiling it. But it's like, it is, it has a surprising like anti-capitalist story, which I also didn't realize from back then.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't thinking about that when I was a kid.
No. So between all that, it's like, in a way it feels more ahead of its time. And it's just such an interesting movie because I think this is the era, like, this is... like Edward Scissorhands and shit, when it's like Tim Burton would just come up with some zany ass character and build like a whole story around them. And Beetlejuice is like one of those iconic, crazy ass characters. And this is definitely like one of, the fuck was the actor's name?
Michael Keaton.
Yes. This is definitely one of Michael Keaton's like best roles. And it's funny that he went from this to playing Batman, you know, in Tim Burton's Batman movies. But he is like actually insane in this role. So it's still like really fucking funny and holds up a lot. It's a good Halloween movie.
It is.
Yeah.
I feel like I appreciate this movie on such a different level.
Yeah.
Now, like, the craftsmanship is like so crazy. Like, you can tell everybody working on this film like really cared about it. And like, there's so much cool attention to detail. So it's very satisfying.
Yeah. So I guess we also discovered that this like unlocks something for you too. Because for me, it was like the weird discomfort of dealing with these situations where Beetlejuice is being scary.
Yeah.
But for you, you discovered something very different.
Yeah. I realized like I probably first saw this movie around the time my grandfather died.
Yeah.
And I think I used this movie to like cope with that, because like I would watch it all the time, even when I would get older. I watched it, and I watched the animated series too. And I guess I didn't realize that like I was probably grieving and confused as a kid, and like this was like a huge distraction
and kind of gave you comfort. And it's funny because that's another part of it that feels very adult, is the way that it deals with death and the afterlife and everything. And even like the one girl, the receptionist, who reveals like she basically unalived herself.
Yeah.
And the way that everyone's like, why would you want to do that? Like, you don't want to be here. Like, don't do that. You know, it's weird because I wonder how much that may have affected like a whole generation of people watching this
shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's, it's like in a positive way though.
Yeah, it definitely deals with death in like a very like silly way.
Yeah.
So it's goofy and like,
and just strange. Very imaginative. Yeah. Yeah. And I know that it also inspired like a whole generation of goth kids.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I can't talk about that on the podcast. I can't do that.
But between like Heather's and this, it's like, damn, sad girl era for sure.
Winona Ryder is like really my girl.
That's right. Yeah, it's so on point. But yeah, it was fun. Do you want to just get in the spoilers then?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the big things I want to talk about are the story and how anti-capitalist it is versus the sequel. I also want to talk about the parts that like kind of unsettled me when I was a kid.
Okay, yes.
And I also want to talk about just how Beetlejuice as a character is so different in this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I think to start, the anti-capitalist part, like everything around the way that he was, it seemed like he was trying to buy a property in the town originally. He's like some kind of venture capitalist, the father in the family. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole message of them trying to come in and like change everything and update it and get rid of the old, you know, small town feel. And then, of course, as soon as they see that there's ghosts there, their thought is like, how can we make money off of this? Like everything revolves around that and like taking advantage of them. It's just funny how like, I wasn't thinking about that. It's definitely that 80s era, like cartoony version of this, you know, kind of like you see in like RoboCop and other movies like that. That's like almost just too bleak, you know, in a cartoonish way. But that was really cool. And when you have that up against Beetlejuice, which without giving, I'm not going to like spoil that movie in here, but it definitely leans more into the like, friendly Beetlejuice, like, yeah, bring your kids, like, buy your Beetlejuice popcorn bucket and stuff the animal and stuff. Yeah, so it's like, it's funny how it's kind of evolved, but I think that's like a sign of the times, you know, for better or worse.
You don't get that special flavored 90s trauma.
Right. Was there anything that like stood out that you wanted to talk about?
I mean, of course, I was like impressed with the visual effects, the practical effects, you know. They still carried that, especially the sets. I will say it does feel like they held back a little bit on the set design.
In the first one?
In the new one.
We're talking about the first one.
Oh, shit. See, this is what I'm talking about.
I like the titles of the movie. They're so stupid. Not even like Beetlejuice 2. It's like, no, we watched Beetlejuice. Remember?
My God.
It's so fucking dumb.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, was there anything in the first
Anyway, yeah, the craftsmanship in this one is incredible. The sets, every set is like, you can tell that they had strong concept drawings and storyboards. Yeah. Like,
this is when Tim Burton was still like really fucking weird and wasn't like phoning it in so much.
Yeah, everything is just so stylized and so cool. Like,
yeah.
It really creates like almost like you're watching like a comic book or something. Like,
yeah. Even just all the lore around like being dead is cool the way it's all set up.
Yeah. The caricatures in this film are like so crazy. Like it's so well put together and it just looks so crazy. It definitely had an influence on my art.
Yeah. I mean, it's just cool that it's this very like silly cartoonish version of, you know, having a caseworker and like all the weird looking other dead people. But then at the same time, they give you a handbook that's basically like a machine manual. You know, it's like super boring and complex. And all that stuff, like it feels very like unique.
Oh, yeah.
This is definitely an era of like just crazy originality and weird shit. And this is right in there.
The way they built the set with the miniature, but then when you're in the miniature, it's also just really big pieces of the miniature.
Oh, and they pay attention to like the materials and everything. It's like all cardboard. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it's so cool.
But then, and then you have Beetlejuice, and his character is just so nuts. Like Michael Keaton just really fucking pulled it out here. You know, he's like pulling a Nick Cage or something.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the same time, he feels like kind of fucking sinister.
Yeah.
You know, like he feels like kind of mean-spirited. And when he's actually like attacking everyone, like the whole scene when he finally goes to work and turns into the fucking snake, and it's just like scary as shit. And yeah. he's like throwing them off the second floor and stuff. It's like, it makes him feel dangerous.
Yeah. Well, he is dangerous.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying is he's not so much of a like cartoon character, yeah. like friendly, which is kind of what he's turned into.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were certain scenes like when he first shows up and the way he's being all weird to her, which by the way, like we didn't even mention that in the other episode, that these characters aren't there.
Oh,
you know, the two ghosts. I think it's supposed to be like, oh, they went to the great beyond or something. But yeah, when he's being like all weird and like inappropriate with her and then like being kind of mean to the dude, yeah. like as a kid, I remember that making me feel weird, yeah, like, like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And what was the other big one?
That's probably good. It made you uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, and the other part is when they got summoned into the physical world and they started crumpling up.
Oh my God.
That fucked me up when I was a kid. That like that really freaked me out. And so it's just weird because watching that, I remember feeling like really uncomfortable. It's like, what? This isn't even that crazy. Like, what's going on right now? But it was like this subconscious reaction. Yeah. It's just like, damn, I watched this a lot when I was a kid. And I guess maybe that is the effect. It's like you think like, oh, yeah, I watched this shit when I was 4. I'm fine. You don't realize you're carrying this trauma like in your soul.
Yeah.
So that was like very real. But it's cool. It's cool how like just creative that the movie is. Like all the stuff like the iconic scenes when they're singing, you know, and their bodies are being controlled. And that stuff felt like really cool. I remember the shrimp hands was another thing that like freaked me out when I was a kid. I definitely carried on that.
Yeah. As a kid, I feel like it looked a lot more realistic.
Yeah, that's true.
It still looks so cool. Just
we weren't watching it like 4K as children, so it probably did look more realistic.
It's true, it's just some VHS I watched over and over.
Right. Sorry, what were you saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, Beetlejuice goes into like a fucking strip club or something at one point.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, it's really crazy.
But it's so cool looking, though.
Yeah. But this is also the era where, like, yeah, it's really fucked up and does not feel like a kid's movie. But I remember watching the cartoon, and I had the action figures.
Oh, yeah. And all that stuff. Did, too.
Yeah, so, like, it's just weird. Things have changed. Things have changed a lot. We talked about this when we saw, like, Alien, that it was the same thing. Because there were action figures for that. Yeah, you don't really see that. You don't see, like, Hereditary action figures that kids are playing with and stuff. It's a different time.
Yeah.
Although, I honestly, I don't know what the fuck toys they're making now.
I mean, they're not impressive. They're all tiny for some reason.
Or whenever they're anime.
Whenever we have to buy, we have birthday gifts for the kids, like nieces and nephews, they're like so obsessed with tiny things.
Yeah, what the that's been going on for so long,
I feel like. I understand it. They enjoy it, they'd be over this. They get so excited. Pain in the
ass. But whoever made those toys, like, what an asshole. Seriously, like, you have to be such a fucking jerk.
We have some really cool nieces and nephews, though.
Yeah, that's true.
They're into some cool stuff.
Yeah, but they're not playing with Beetlejuice. It's like that or Hatsune Miku.
I mean, they might be now.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do wonder, like, what movies are, like, popular kids' toys now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I feel like we were just from this very specific generation that made toys out of, like, everything.
Well, just recently, our one niece had a birthday. Well, we celebrated her birthday, and they had this TV show on Disney called, like,
oh, for Christ's
sake. Zombie.
No.
That's it's what just called, into. Like,
I think the one was literally called Zombie 2.
Yeah.
And this was not the Italian one.
I was like, wait.
Yeah, when we first saw that.
Zombie 2?
We saw that on the TV, and it was like, oh, what are we doing, guys? Like, it was something very different. We're way the fuck in the weeds right now. Okay.
We don't have kids, so.
Okay. But Beetlejuice held up. It was fun.
To cut all that out. Nobody wants to listen to that. I know. It was funny, though.
But yeah, the movie held up. Halloween classic. I want to, like, revisit this movie more.
Oh,
after
yes.
seeing it now.
Oh, my God. It's such a cozy movie. I really missed it. It really made me so emotional. I was, I was, like, crying just because of the nostalgia on top of like, oh my God, this made me so happy as a kid.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely just forgot all of that. I think I need to see Edward Scissorhands again. Have you seen that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. That checks out. I'm not trying to be offensive, but you seem like that kind of girl who would love Edward
Scissorhands. What the fuck does that mean? What the hell?
You know what it means.
Okay.
Listen, you love Heathers. That was like your childhood movie, so. We can definitely cut that.
Yeah, that's a cut. I just feel awkward.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, this was it was great to revisit. It's good for starting Halloween season with Beetlejuice and Beetlejuice, which is never going to be not annoying to say. So you can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod and follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything that we cover. So about this, why don't we put it below Sleepaway Camp and above Long Legs?
No, I can't do that.
What?
Long Legs is so good. Okay. I love Beetlejuice, but...
So then above X?
See, like, this is where it gets really hard, because this is... Yeah. It's like...
Then
it's
Strange Darling, so it's like...
It's like, I can't do that. Like, I love the movie. It falls into a very niche category of horror.
Okay, I got a new one. What if we put it below Society, above The People Under the Stairs?
Yeah, okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
That was tough.
It is tough. This is just going to keep getting tougher.
That puts it number 14. So you can also contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. Were any of Tim Burton's movies after Planet of the Apes any good? Because I don't think I've seen any of them. Except for Sweeney Todd, which is pretty good.
Oh, no, I love Sweeney Todd.
Bye.
Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.